Welcome to today's Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Wayne Whittem, who is the owner of Brown Shoe Fit in Pella, and we're discussing his retirement. All right, Wayne, thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Pella. Tell us a little bit about how you got your start.
Well, my father opened up the 16th store in Washington, Iowa, back in 46 after he served in the Navy. And growing up, going to the shoe store, working there through high school, and I decided that I wanted to be part of the company, the chain of 85 stores today. It's a 102-year-old company, and I've been serving with Brown's for 42 years, and I've enjoyed every minute of it, enjoyed the company, the fellowship that we've had with our customers. Again, I've started back in Washington, went to our store in Mount Pleasant, worked there 3 years, went to Oskaloosa, and then finally I came back to Washington. My dad retired. I took over, and then I decided to move on and come to Pella. Opened the store with my son back in September of 2004, and it's time to hang up my shoehorn and give the opportunity for some young fella. And that person is coming in on the 2nd of January. He's coming from Colorado Springs. He's got a family, a 4-year-old son, and they're looking forward to settling down in Pella.
So let's back up to when you first came to Pella. What were your initial thoughts, and had you been here before?
Yes, both of our boys came to Central College, graduated in 2001 and 2004, and so we were coming over to visit with them a lot, and knowing that Pella didn't have a shoe store those years, I convinced the company that Pella needed a shoe store, and I was welcomed open hands, and felt that the whole time. And it's just a special community, because there's not a day goes by that we don't get somebody in here from out of state or out of the country. And so it's just been a great fellowship time this past 9.5 years.
Now tell us a little bit about what you've been involved in and what some of your passions have been when you're not here selling shoes.
Well, I got involved in the chamber right away. Also the Historical Society, Kiwanis. My wife's a nurse, and so she got involved really in the hospital here locally. We're pretty active. We like to be outdoors and play golf, and any activity that we can do outside, we do together. And it's going to be a different change with me retiring, and people are worried about me, concerned that I'm going to go crazy, but I'm going to enjoy retirement. So moving on, we're going to move to Arizona, but we'll be coming back for tulip time. I'll be dressed up in my costume and serve the people that come in through the front door and help them with their shoes.
So any plans for when you head out to Arizona to keep you busy?
Golf, tennis, hiking, biking.
So you're going to stay pretty physical still?
Yes, I'm going to stay very active and find a church out there that we can get involved with and do some mission work out there.
All right, and as you mentioned, we should be able to still see you around the tulip time every once in a while?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tulip time is very special, and I'll see a lot of my customers from all over coming those 3 days.
All right, Wayne, again, as you're stepping down, any stories or history you would like to share, maybe something that sticks out to you from over the years?
Oh, right now, all I can think of, I've had a lot of hugs from a lot of people, all different ages, and it's just been like a big family. I'm going to miss them. I know they're going to miss us. And no, it's just been a really special trip.
Very cool, Wayne. Well, we congratulate you on making it to retirement and staying sane over those 42 years, and we wish you the best of luck, and I suppose we'll see you at tulip time.
Thank you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our special guest, Wayne Whittem, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.